You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day of Day Weather is here to take a look at the weather forecast. What a gorgeous fall it has been, and the fall here in the Midwest has produced some really vivid and beautiful colors in the trees. Do we know why that happens? I always thought it was related to cold weather, but apparently that's not the case.
Well, it's a little bit of cold, and it's a little bit of decreasing sunlight every day, and the trees recognize the shortening days and those longer nights, and that gets them to turn. I know a lot of times if it gets colder quicker, that can make things turn quicker, but it's been a beautiful fall. For most of the nation, Todd, the month of September and October, temperatures on average were above normal for almost all the lower 48 states. And we had to go back and find out when's the last time we've put a September and October together like that. It was so warm, and we found the year 63 into 1964, and you know what those years were?
No.
A strong El Nino year. And we see some correlation to what's happened in the past to what's happened this fall.
Ooh, did you look at the following year to see what happened?
Well, every year after El Nino is a little bit different, but it certainly got colder. So we should probably expect that in 2016.
It gets colder. There you go. We won't say anything about the rainfall and the precipitation, but it's a little cooler. Speaking of rainfall and precipitation, we've been warm, but now we're cool and wet. How long can we expect that to stay with us?
Well, we're going to be getting a little bit more of both. We're going to see a pretty good shot of cold air moving into the upper plain states and the upper Midwest tonight, and that's going to move south into the western and central Corn Belt for some colder weather and some shower activity here over the next couple of days. And while we don't see any really severe cold coming as we leave October and head into early November, we see a pretty active jet stream. And we see several systems traversing the United States, and that's going to keep precipitation chances pretty high.
And then turn your attention to South America. Tell me about the beginning of their planting season. Actually, they're pretty long ways into it, but I guess for Brazil, really getting a good start. I think around 20% planted now on soybeans, that the rain has begun to fall there.
It has, and there's more coming. What has been a dry start to their planting season has gotten more moist, and it does look like they're going to be in a period of weather here for the next 10 days. That is going to bring frequent opportunities for precipitation, especially Brazil. But you know what? Argentina, especially here in the short term, is going to get wet as well.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Todd.